The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Andy and Jim Nelson, this is Dave Stamey saying these boys are dangerous, but they do have kind of a fun little radio show, and we appreciate you listening.
That's right, Dave Stamey. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and he's tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
You think?
Yeah, we've got a new CD from Dave, by the way.
Two of them?
No.
The Dirty Dog.
I know, you're gonna have to whip him.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna.
I know it.
I'm
yeah.
gonna.
All right. Anyway, we'll have some of his new music later.
Goody, goody.
Yeah, let's have Farrier's File right now.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the difference between forging and overreaching.
Nice.
And striking.
Oh, terrific.
Yes.
Well, forging is what you do with hot metal, and striking is what you do with the hammer.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. No. And when you overreach, that's when you hit your thumb.
When you yeah, that's right. Hit your tongs instead of your metal. Okay.
Right.
That's overreaching. All right.
No, actually, what I'm talking about is a gait on for the horse.
Yep, yeah? go ahead.
Forging is when the hind foot strikes the palm, the center of the front hoof.
Uh-huh. So is it more on the sole?
It's
it
on the sole.
More on
yep.
the sole. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And overreaching is on the outside.
Is hitting the bulbs?
The bulbs on the outside, same as striking.
Really?
Now, when your reiners, they got all that protective gear on them front feet.
Sure.
But when he starts crossing over, he'll strike.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Okay,
so,
I gotcha.
That's the difference.
Right. And now reiners and team ropers and barrel racers, they've got the bell boots, they've got the
shins, the splints,
everything,
skid boots and the whole
works. Because it's probably going to happen.
More than likely.
For an athletic horse.
Okay.
All right.
But the cure is the same for just about all three of them.
Okay.
You want to get that front foot to break over sooner so it can get out of the way.
Yes. I got you. Interesting.
Now, striking, that's part of your horse. If he's not an athlete, he's going to strike quite often.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Just depends on how athletic he is.
And maybe even their conformation as well.
And that there is it. That also, yes.
Gotcha. Yes. Hey, that is some great information there, big fella, and thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say forge, strike, what?
Punch.
Huh? Who? How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com, and you can send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. Leave us a voice. No, we don't want a voicemail yet. You can always request a Dick's
Pick. That's right. Yeah. DICK@clearoutwest.com.
Now you can leave us a voicemail,
307-360-8776.
And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. No striking, no forging, no overreaching.
That's right.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
You know, we've done better.
Well, I don't know when.
We need more
practice. Yeah, we've done this for 20 plus years, and I don't know when we've done better. But anyway, we'll get better.
Yeah.
Stay with us.
Yeah, stay with us.
Let's have some music then.
Oh, please.
All right, here we go. Sourdough Slim is riding along with us.
Yeah.
His friend Robert Armstrong is joining him. Take My Boots Off When I Die.
I've been a roving gambler, an outlaw, and a thief. I shot my way through the gold fields in the towns of San Joaquin. The ladies' hearts are broken, the banks are broken too. But now I've gone and changed my ways, my outlaw days are through. So take my boots off when I die.
When I die.
Take my boots off when I die.
When I die.
When I hand me down my wings, won't be them heavy things. Take my boots off when I die. I shot a guy in Reno for being beating on his wife. The judge, he took a look at me and said, I'll give you life. Well, they found out the guy I killed was a wanted killer, too. Instead of life, I got his wife, I got the bounty, too. So take my boots off when I die.
When I die.
Take my boots off when I die.
When I die.
When they hand me down my wings, won't need them heavy things. Take my boots off when I die. I once sat in a poker game to play the gold I pan. Two-gunsmith, one-eyed buck, and killer Dapper Dan. Each time I called to pull their guns, I heard the angels sing. I threw my aces in, said I haven't got a thing. So take my boots off when I die.
When I die.
Take my boots off when I die.
When I die.
When they hand me down my wings, heavy things. Take my boots off when I die.
That's it. I don't want to be buried with my boots on. Take my boots off when I die.
And give them to somebody that needs them.
That's right. Well, and actually, the old saying, he died with his boots on, meant that he died in a precarious situation where he hadn't planned to die.
Well, that and he wasn't convalescing from some disease.
Well, there it
in
is.
A bed.
There is that too.
Without
that's right.
Your boots
he
on.
Died with his boots on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Well, famous last words.
I'm going to die with my boots.
That's my
on.
Famous last words.
There
I'm
you
dying
have.
With my boots on. Yeah. I think one of my favorite last words, and this could be a show. Yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
Why didn't I think of that?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, we could. Well, I did think of it.
Yeah?
And then I just let it go away.
Well, that's it. And
I could have been a millionaire.
And then all of a sudden somebody else has it.
Yeah.
And it's there and it's done. I think that needs to be next week's show.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
And keep that in mind. If you can remember it to the end of the show.
I don't need to write that.
I don't think. Biggest lie I tell myself.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that? And when Brewer the Shoer taught me how to tie up a hind leg using the tail.
Yep. Yep.
I'm just going, are you kidding me? How old am I now?
Man.
And how did I not know this?
Exactly.
Well, because our father used a running W.
That's right.
That's what he did.
Or also known as a Scotch hobble.
Scotch hobble, exactly. Yeah. And then you stood on your
then
head.
Then you got to stand on your head.
To get a shoe on a hind foot. Yeah.
Exactly.
But this one that goes to the tail and it goes straight back out and oh my gosh.
It's so much better.
You weave an old cinch ring into the tail.
Mm-hmm.
You put a single hobble on a hind.
Yep.
You tie a bowline in the cinch ring.
Yeah.
Go down through the ring of the single hobble, back up through the cinch ring, and then just walk straight back.
And he punishes
himself. And it only takes one or two to throw that foot down.
Yeah.
And he says, ooh, I don't like that. I believe I'll stand with this foot up.
I didn't know my hoof was connected to my tail.
Right. And then you tie a knot in it, and it's in the position to
shoe.
You
need it. Yeah. You can get at it.
How did
what
I...
A-
How did I not think of that?
Oh, great invention.
I finally found an article in an old Western Horseman that had that in it.
That talked about that. I'll be there.
I mean, it was a long, long time ago.
Was it written by Shooter the Brewer?
No. Brewer the Shooter? No, it wasn't. But that was back. It was way back when Dick Spencer was the.
That was a ways back.
Was back
in
with,
the 80s.
Long time ago. But so dang cool. I made a copy of it.
Nice.
But I don't know where I put the copy. But anyway.
It's around here somewhere.
Yep. See? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The biggest lie I tell myself.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely.
I can do that. Yeah. Oh, I can do that. Sure I can. We'll talk some more about that.
Let's ditch out
to a commercial right now. And when we come back, Trey Allen has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.